To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest from around the country and around the world. Early Edition with Kate Hawksby and One Roof. Be property prepared on Newstalk ZB.
Well, some big and some would say idealistic goals from the government to get us all into EVs. The plan is to have 30% of us driving zero emission cars by 2035 and total driving being cut by a fifth. So that's a fifth of us completely out of our cars altogether. But EVs in March accounted for just over 1% of light vehicles on the road. So how do we get more people into EV life? Marketing in Auckland, marketing sales manager at Singer Electric, Finn McLaren, joins us. Hi, Finn.
Good morning. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. I understand you guys are actually helping the government transition their cars to electric.
Yes, we are working closely with some government agencies in helping the transition. So I guess Singer Electric is we're a New Zealand-owned operated company, and we've been working with residential customers, governments, and corporates in helping the transition.
We're a bit scared, aren't we? You're suspicious of EVs in this country. I think it's the charging thing that freaks me out. You know, too long spent charging, and where am I charging it? Because we want convenience, don't we?
100%. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. We've been pushing the clean car discount, which is great, and it's got a huge emphasis and really been a catalyst to starting the demand and people making a bit more of an interest into purchasing cars. However, there's no real focus on the charging infrastructure side of it. I think that, or estimates suggest that 74% of charging will be done at home, and there's been real no push into the education piece around public charging or charging at home, and there's no allowance for a subsidy on home charging either. And I think once you install a wall box or a smart wall box, it gives you the freedom to treat an EV as you would a normal car and kind of takes away any of that fear.
What does that cost to have a charger at home?
So you're looking at around, it depends on the installation, and I guess it really depends on your home, because of there are some New Zealand homes that would need a significant upgrade, or some that can put the box straight on the wall right next to in the garage. So a standard installation, you're kind of looking around $399, and then can go up to maybe $5,000 at the most for a residential home.
And that includes the box?
100%, yep, yeah, that includes the box. Yeah, a smart charging box as well, which gives you the flexibility to incorporate solar or time target to take over energy rates.
Do we have a supply issue at all? Is there enough in the market, do you reckon? We've been hearing about long delays for some people to actually get their EVs in.
Yes, so there is definitely a supply issue with significant lead times. There are lead times on the charging units, and particularly with some cars, I think it can be up to 6 months or longer for a wait. But I guess my suggestion on that would be the wall box is an investment, so you could look at it, putting that in now and kind of mitigating that wait time, as you're kind of, people are really only planning to get an EV in the near future. So being more prepared about it, it could be one way to mitigate that supply issue that we currently have.
Awesome, Finn. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Finn McLaren, who's the Marketing in Auckland Sales Manager of Singer Electric.